entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things. Knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no kissy, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, episode 269. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. We are the only podcast, let's face it, the only ones that love who? Rammstein! Yes. Yes. Let's just fade that out. Let's treat ourselves like a goddamn professional outlet and fade it out nice and neat and good and say hello. Thank you for tuning in. I know I said it already, but this is the quiet version of that, where I introduce a certain man who is co-hosting the show, Shawnee Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, Shawnee Murphy.
Hello, hello.
Well, what's up, buddy?
I'm drinking myself a nice King of Beers.
Oh,
a Budweiser to celebrate the Georgia Satellites.
Oh, you're drinking a Budweiser? You're having the King of Beers?
The King.
Yeah, well, Trump, this motherfucker, the champagne of beers. It's so good that it is almost, you can't even compare it to beer. You need to say, think of the finest alcoholic beverage. It is the that is what it is in the beer community. This is the champagne of beers. Your King of Beers can go and lord over its shitty subjects like Ice House and fucking Red Dog. Mine will just party with the elites and Mexican landscapers who buy this and drink it warm, as I'm doing tonight. Yes, the Georgia Satellites. Again, I have to say, at first blush, I saw that song. And I'm like, really? Really? But then I listened to it. And I have to say, I'm into the song. Shawnee Murphy, so far you're doing a very good job selecting the intros. But I don't know. I don't know, Pristine, who's in the Hear Us Talk chat room. That's hearustalk.com. Every week we're live, and there are people there that type things. Pristine is one of them. I don't know who is the Raja of beers. We're not going to go through the different positions of authority and determine which beer they are. Because I don't really give a shit. I'm drinking shitty warm beer that I paid like $6 for a million bottles. That's how shitty it is. But the Georgia Satellites, that's how you commemorate it. You drink shitty beer, and you listen, and you look at the video. Now, I know you told me to play the song as the intro and put that in the beginning of the episode, but when's the last time you've actually watched that song? Like, did it just pop in your head?
Well, you know, I've been going through my 80s soundtrack. I basically have every 80s hit entirely. So I've been going through year by year, and eventually I hit, I think it was 87 or 88 when the Georgia Satellites came on. And I heard it, and I'm like, oh, that's got to be the intro. It's like instantaneous, right in my head. That's the first thing I thought was Georgia Satellites have to be the intro to next week's show. So, but I haven't actually seen the video. I think the last time I saw the video was it was on an episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I think so. We're talking probably 16, 17 years ago now.
I think the last time I saw it, it was part of like one of those commercials where they sell you 17 like moderately okay songs, and then they cycle from like 20 seconds of each video. And in this case, they're a bunch of hillbillies riding in a flatbed truck playing their instruments. And I hadn't seen it since then. And what I do typically to familiarize myself with the song, I look on YouTube for the song. I watch the video, and this is no exception. The Georgia Satellites have a fine video that I've watched at least twice since you've recommended it, and I have a few favorite parts. We don't do this typically with the intro song. Usually it's just like people want to think, oh, maybe it's the theme for something. Maybe they'll play a song that kind of speaks to the theme of the or the tone of the episode. No, really, Shawnee Murphy just puts Shuffle on his completely legal collection of songs and just
100%.
Of course,
paid spent $50,000 on iTunes.
Yes, yes, he is now bankrupt, but he's got the fucking Georgia Satellites. So I watch it, and in this case, there are at least three favorite parts. If you haven't seen the video, which I'm guessing that a lot of you probably have not. You need to watch and look for one of my favorites is the fact that they obviously, you know, had a budget for the video. I mean, as they were filming in a moving truck and they had actors and people in the thing and they had kind of a story and some editing, but it looks like they really spent all the budget on the clear bass and guitar, like the matching clear acrylic body fucking instruments that the band was playing, because throughout the whole thing, there are tons of mistakes. The most notable of which, at like the minute and a half mark, the lead singer is in mid-riff and on this moving truck, gets hit in the face with a fucking branch. And like instead of like playing it off, he just starts laughing. He's like, I think I got hit. But you don't see that, obviously. You don't hear it. You just see him reel back in pain.
He kind of reels back and then he leans forward a bit and he's just like, you just see him go, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, seriously. So like, they obviously banged this thing out in like maybe a weekend. Like there was no second shot. Listen, boy, we're not gonna get another time to do the flatbed scene. So just make it look good. So, you know, they had to leave in the part where the guy gets whapped in the fucking face by a low-hanging branch. It's not like a branch or a limb, as great as that would be. Some kind of a fucking thick bough hitting the guy in the face. It's more like a little weeping willow fucking vine clips him in the eye or in the split teeth. You could put a Bic pen between the guy's fucking front teeth. It's phenomenal.
The guy's got he's got a gap. Yeah. You know. I'm making a peace sign here, but that's the gap between his fucking teeth.
Oh, by the way, you are making a peace sign, and the people watching on Hear Us Talk, hearustalk.com, will be seeing this. It's an amazing thing to have a co-host who is okay with having their video broadcast. You did get a little bit of shit last week for being a neat person. You have your bookshelf clearly visible. We spoke about it a little bit. I noticed now, where last week we were able to see your entire fucking body as well as like 3 feet of the rug and the ceiling. Like you had it zoomed way the fuck out. Now it's fixed right on your face. Is this because people were picking on your neatness?
You know, a little bit, but I think it was more that, you know, it looked like I was like a little midget in the chair because I was, you know, you saw my whole friggin' body on the camera.
Yeah.
So, and then part of it was, you know, actually figuring out how to work the camera software.
Yeah.
So once I figured that out, I'm like, oh, okay, I can actually zoom in and let the world see my beautiful mug.
Well, but they're now commenting on your uvula, so maybe you should back it out a little bit. Just fucking zoom it on out, you son of a bitch. But I think it was good, the video, the choice. I watched the whole thing through. I don't know the last time you've seen it completely, but the song is called Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Like, that's repeated over and over again. Like, the guy won't be... He's not able to fuck the girl that he wants to fuck unless he marries her. That's the whole fucking theme. It's repeated several times. But in the video, at the end, there's some kind of a goddamn hoedown where there's the kid rolling a tire or chasing a fucking chicken or some shit. And, that's the destination they were rocking to, by the way. This backyard fucking hootenanny. And it ends up being a wedding where the lead singer is being urged to marry this woman who is fucking like 15 months pregnant. She is as pregnant as three women could get at one time. And it's a shotgun wedding. There's a gun to his fucking back. He's being forced to marry this woman. Who has been telling him all the time, keep your hands to yourself. And you may think it's a jokey kind of fucking dumb song, but I'm looking a little deeper. I think it's actually smart, well-played irony, hinting at the fact that women are lying whores. Don't fuck me. Don't do it. You gotta marry me first. Yeah, meanwhile, she's got another dude's fucking seed growing in her. Way to go, Georgia Satellites. Thanks for exposing that one. And then going away immediately. In looking for this clip, this song, there was a performance that they did. Like, I wouldn't have expected like a one-hit wonder to be heralded and like asked to perform in places that were kept and published to YouTube. But the Georgia Satellites apparently were headlining 1987's New Year's festivities on TV. Like, I guess they thought so highly of this fucking band that they're like, we're going to ring in 87 with Georgia's hottest band. Georgia's that. Oh, God. Just hideous. I couldn't turn that off fast enough. I think the, I don't know who the two celebrities were, but I recognized the one guy. I think he was famous for not being in a show. That's really how fucking famous he was. I don't know. I have more important shit to get to, Shawnee Murphy. I don't know. Don't let me cut you off. If you have anything, you know, you need to butt in with, please. But this is important right now.
I think we can move along. To,
I think someone
your important stuff.
Someone is in danger. I'm convinced that someone is in serious danger. I think there've been threats made on this person's life, and I think that there's risk of this person losing their job. And I think that we might be to blame.
You think it's us.
Do you have any idea who we're talking about?
No, I don't.
All I have to say is the phrase. And I know a lot of the listeners are going to instantly know who I'm talking about. Some of them won't, and we'll explain. Shawnee Murphy, I think that Have a Nice Days guy is in peril.
What? Have a Nice Days guy is in peril? What makes you say that?
He is. And by the way, Have a Nice Days guy is the Spanish man with dyed hair and feminine interests who can't say have a nice day. He says have a nice days. And it's, I don't know the guy. I've never gotten to know him. So when, you know, if he ever came up in conversation, because I'm like, oh yeah, I went to QuickTrip. Yeah, you ever see the guy who says have a nice days? That's how you know the guy. That's his catchphrase. That's what anybody would ever, you know, associate him with. I go there, and usually, any guy walks in, drops whatever he's doing, runs to you, and starts talking to you, and following you around the whole time. He didn't do it this time. And I also noticed.
So he's backing off.
He is backing off. And I also noticed his flamboyant, poorly dyed orange hair. Shawnee Murphy, his locks. Gone.
Kind of looks like a clown.
Gone. He shaved it off.
Shaved it, like he's buzz cut now?
He probably has like an inch of hair now. He used to have like 17 fucking crazy inches of bleached to the point of like rust color hair.
It's clown hair.
Yeah, clown hair. And he would always show an interest in the dudes. You leave, you get your purchase. Have a nice days.
Have a nice days.
Yeah, exactly. He was on the register. I got my coffee. Take care. I think either someone went up to him and brought it to his attention that he is, in fact, Have a Nice Days guy, that he's been saying this phrase wrong, that he says to bring joy to everybody, or someone maybe played the show for him, or someone told him that he's been on the show.
So you think we're getting enough viewership at this point that we can actually change someone's habits?
Let's face it. A lot of the people we know about this guy. I would say people we work with, people we hang out with, you could say have a nice days to, and they know exactly who we're talking about.
Oh, they know exactly.
I posted it on Facebook. My brother-in-law, who is not one to beat around the bush, I said, oh, have a nice days, guy, is really creeping me out. He comments back, what is that, the homo with the dyed hair? Just matter of fact. It just has no concern what people could search on Google.
You know, when QuickCheck, somebody, guy drove through the front door of QuickCheck, I sent out the picture that you had on your
shit.
Facebook.
Yes.
And my caption of the picture was, have a bad days.
I didn't even think about that. Do you think maybe he thought it was like INS or like somebody trying to get him?
blasting right through the door.
And now he's on the straight and narrow?
He's not acting all faggy and Mexican anymore?
Well, he's acting faggy. He's acting faggy.
Oh, so he hasn't taken that off then?
No, because...
So this wasn't a queer bashing thing then?
No. I mean, he might have thought it was, but I don't know. There are a few things you can tell it's him. He's at QuickCheck working all the time. And he's got like a... I can only like describe it as like a the collar you'd get for like a female pet, like something that's really tight fitting on the neck, but it has like a little crystal dollop in the shape of a heart.
His little choker.
Yeah, he's got a choker with a crystal heart in the middle of it, and that's the one thing. Like my mom never brings up any other weird things about the guy. Oh, he always talks to the guys, or he's got weird hair, or he doesn't know how to say have a nice day. No, the one thing she always brings up. I think that guy's gay. He wears that crystal heart. Not the fact that he'll stop giving mouth to mouth because a fucking lumberjack walks in to fill a thermos.
Hey, buddy.
That didn't clue you in. Or the fact that, and this is interesting, women go in there completely different. Like, he'll almost turn away from them. Like,
he shuns them.
He shuns the women. And to the point, I was talking to my sister about this guy. We joke about Have a Nice Day's guy. I don't want him to. And again, if you know him, don't harass him. It's okay to poke fun at the misspeakings of a man who rings up your coffee and hands you your fucking your pack of merits or whatever the fuck. But don't harass the fucking man anyway. So I asked my sister about the guy. I'm like, yeah, we're talking about Have a Nice Day's guy. You know, she's like, no, I don't know. Is it the young guy? No. She's going through the whole roster of people. No, it's not. It's not Lupe. It's a male. Oh, I don't understand. So she tells me the other day, she actually went in with my brother-in-law. She goes, I went in there and he pointed him out to me. The guy never says Have a Nice Day's to me. He doesn't say it to women. He says something completely different. And she noticed this because she had her transaction done. Ring up. Okay, you're done. Okay, you're done. And then another guy comes in. You're working hard today. You're going to work hard today, all day today. Ella, have a nice day. You want to work hard? Remember when remember the story? I guess he was really especially taken with Bob.
Oh yeah, he definitely was.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the one day he got in a conversation with Bob and he wouldn't let him go and he's like, "You work at the mall, don't you?"
No, I don't work at the mall. I don't. I actually work over here.
Oh yeah, yes you do. I've seen you.
Maybe out shopping, I guess maybe.
Nah. I've seen you working there. I've seen you working there. You work at the mall.
No, I don't work at the mall.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, he kept going on with this. He was convinced that our friend Bob worked at the mall. You work at the mall. You work hard at the mall. You're going to work hard today at Build-A-Bear? You're going to put two hearts in every bear today?
I think he thought he worked at one of the carts at the mall.
No, was that him? Because there's an orange-headed guy that works at the cart.
Is there really?
It's like the Dippin' Dots ice cream of the future.
Oh, actually, no. I'm messing up the story. Bob saw him at the mall working at the carts and like had to run away after
that.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, you know what? The weird thing about Have a Nice Day's guy is that he has about 15 jobs. I saw him at a Panera Bread. I did see him at the mall. I didn't see him at a kiosk, though. So like I saw him at like FYE. So he must literally never sleep. He works hard.
He works hard, buddy.
Yeah, and you know what? He wants to find out the people who are not going to work hard so he can teach them the ways. Because you know what? That makes sense. He asks if you're going to work hard today, and you say yes, and you say, you want to work hard today, all day today?
All day?
He literally means
all day.
He really wants to instill the work ethic in people. Yeah. Well, he's not doing it anymore. I think people are fucking with him. Okay? I think they are, and I don't appreciate it one goddamn bit.
I'm pretty sure if people were going to be fucking with that guy, they would have been doing it from day one. I mean, the guy, you say Have a Nice Day's guy.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who the fuck you're talking about. Like, yes. You and I don't go to Quick Check at the same time. We started talking about Have a Nice Day's guy. We both knew exactly who the other was.
I got to get a video of the guy. Do you think, is that across the line?
If you walk in there and start filming the guy?
Yeah, I'm going to say, hey.
Not if you ask him.
Hey, can I film you? Now you know what? That might be inviting certain fucking advances. Like, the guy already harasses me because I like the occasional buttered roll and coffee. So I go in there to buy something to eat or drink. I don't know. Yeah, Christine is saying he knows of a way that I can get him to agree to be on video. Well, I don't want to blow a fucking dyed hair guy that works at Quick. I don't want to blow any guys.
I was going to say, you're being very specific. You're wrecking the joint. You're all angry over there.
I'm just furious. I don't want to blow dudes.
You were very specific at first, though. You're like, I don't want to blow a guy with dyed hair who works at Quick Check.
Well, the ideal guy to blow. No, not at all. I just want to record the dude and show him to you. I feel that this is someone that everybody should know. Like, this reference should be expanded. I guess it would be crossing the line, though.
I think if you asked him, he'd do it, though. I'm pretty sure.
You think he would?
I think he should go. Yeah, absolutely.
You know why I think I have to go in there with, like, an angle? Maybe, like, I can't just get him to, hey, can I record you? And then just fucking walk around like he's the floating bag in American Beauty. Just not say anything.
I think you tell him the truth, he'd be all for it.
What, that I want to record you so that people can witness you?
I think you tell him, listen, I do a radio show, a video podcast.
I don't need him to get involved. I don't need him, like, cuz he knows everybody.
He will fucking stab you. Yeah. That guy's full of anger and rage for a homo.
Yeah. Yeah. For a homo. Wow. Wow. See,
it's supposed to be jolly, you know, like fat guys.
There are angry faggots. There are.
There are, yeah, but they're in the minority.
No, I think more faggots are angry than completely happy.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I don't know, man. They always seem so happy and jovial.
They always. How often are you in the company of faggots?
That's a question that I can't really answer well. There's no right answer to that question.
Yeah,
but every time I've ever seen a homo or a suspected homo, they've always been happy. Except every now and then, you get the raging ones who want to, like, beat people up.
I don't know. I would guess that a lot of them are not satisfied where they are, what they own, who they know. I think that they are more go up and get it than everybody else. Like, they make more shit happen. I think faggots have a stick-to-itiveness that I almost said regular people. Like, how fucked up? How fucked up? But let's be real.
People.
But let's be
normal
real.
Just give up.
People that go according to plan, okay? People that follow the blueprint.
God's plan.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, I think that they're more driven than people like us, is what I'm saying. Like, if you had somebody to head up a project, I think it should be a faggot. I think highly of you, faggots.
Ideally,
I do.
Ideally, a Mexican faggot, as we discussed last week.
You know what?
You can get yourself a Mexican faggot, you put him in charge of anything, it'll get done. It'll get done on time. It'll get done fast. And it'll get done cheap.
I mean, look, QuickCheck's done it already.
And it'll be beautiful. It'll be a beautiful looking whatever it is you're having done.
I mean, well, how often does this guy come out of the fucking warehouse in the back and then, like, ring people up and then go bake bread? Like, he has 17 jobs in the one job. So I think it really could be done.
It's multi-talented.
Yes.
Plus he can blow you, and then you're set.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not. Listen, there are straight dudes that are like, fuck it, I don't give a shit, I'm secure in my... No, you're fucking gay.
So secure that you'll let a dude blow you? That's pushing it.
I've heard dudes say that they would let a gay dude blow them, and it doesn't make them gay. Like, they've tried to make that argument. I think that people who really want to assert that fucking argument are faggots. Yeah, Pristine in the Heroes Talk room is saying, dude, I'll prove how fucking straight I am. Check this shit out.
I'll let this fucking
faggot
blow me.
Faggot, see, suck my straight dick.
I still want to fuck chicks.
Oh, my God. Well, we're doing a show here on HearUsTalk.com. A lot of people are checking it out. A lot of people are going to be downloading it on DJNewStyleShow.com. And if you want to call the show, if you're listening live, the number is 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. HearUsTalk.com. You can see me, and you can see Shawnee Murphy and a little piece of his organized bookshelf. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. I've been enjoying doing the show with you, I gotta say, Shawnee Murphy.
I gotta say, it's been fun, and you know, I have slightly more hair than your previous co-host.
You do. You
slightly.
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 Hanging on to it.
Do your best. Because apparently, once you lose it all, you lose everything. I've been enjoying doing the show so much that we kind of get in a flow, and I forget to fucking even mention things. I forget to even like talk about like huge blocks of my life, which kind of is what this is about. Like, it's sure, it's making fun of the homosexuals who hand me my medium cup of coffee or accept my money, but. Like, I went on vacation 2 weeks ago. I didn't even fucking mention it one bit last week.
Ah, we were rocking and rolling last week. We just went straight just through. I mean, we almost forgot to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, we screwed everything up last week, but it was solid stuff, good quality.
Well,
we forgot lots of stuff.
I think, especially with last week's episode, like, usually I say, what's going on, Shawnee Murphy? You're like, you know, not much. And then we like bullshit a little bit. But like, instead of what's going on, and you can hear this on DJNewStyleShow.com. It's episode 168 was last week's.
268. You're still changing yourself.
Whoa, sorry. Episode 268. Forgive me, you rotten fucks. Look at this episode. You're watching it now. You're listening now. Go back one. Okay? That's what I meant to say. And eat my ass. Last week's episode, you opened it up instead of like a regular, I'm doing okay. You said that I think my neighbors might be black. And I was so fucking blindsided at the fact that you opened up the whole discussion with some really insightful just like audio analysis of noises. I forgot to even mention this fucking... mention the vacation. And I mean, it's nothing, and now it's not even something I probably should even get into, but I still want to talk about it, because like
I think it's your life, man. The show is, dude, is about your life, so
just let it go.
You gotta talk about it.
It's all your experiences, man. All you see and feel, buddy. Oh man. Yes. I went to North Carolina with my family and Amanda. We all went down there. We had a great time. And that's it, guys. That's it. That was my vacation. I was really stewing on that for a week.
Yeah, you got to hold on to that one.
Did you see my hat that I was given?
I think everyone saw your hat. I wore it on air.
I exposed it to people the week before, and I definitely wore the fucking hat. I wore the shit out of that fucking hat for the week going to the beach. And as promised, whenever I wore the hat, I decided to have a southern accent, and I decided to not be patient with women. So I instantly become this southerner, just getting ready to go down to the goddamn beach. And walking down, I passed somebody, and I'm talking, I tell you what, buddy, it's hot something awful. And it was like such a really bad accent, but the guy goes, you got that right, buddy.
We saw the hat. I mean, the hat was selling it.
Yeah, and he was...
Didn't even need to do a good accent.
I had a southern interaction. It was a very, very fucking, you know, very worthwhile thing. I'm glad I had the shitty hat. You know, I'm thinking that maybe I'll give the hat away on Saturday at the Hear Us Talk Labor Day Bash, the third annual Labor Day Bash. I might bring this hat with me and just throw it and hopefully land it on one of the seven people who are there. That's the fucking thing.
It's like your fucking wedding bouquet.
Absolutely. That's what I want to happen. I want to just throw it out and have somebody catch this gay straw fucking hat. I did make two video blogs on the trip. I had no internet connection, so all I could really do is record things and piece videos together, eat cheese, beer, just fart into the chairs and the furniture of the rental that we had. And I played a lot of Windows chess. That's how fucking bored I became. Like, once the sun went down, there was really shit to do but drink and smell up the place. And I tried a new kind of beer. Not like it's just came out or anything, but I've never had it before. The Clamato and Lime Budweiser. Have you ever encountered this?
Is this actually like they make it like that, or are you mixing something together for it?
No, I've never had it. They had a can that's 24 ounces. A 24-ounce can of Clamato and Lime Budweiser. It's called...
Dude, that's fucking horrible.
It's a big thing with Spaniards. So
it's clam juice, tomato juice, lime juice, and beer.
It's a thing. It's happening.
Is that what a red beer is?
That is a red beer, yes. Yeah.
Is that what that fucking hillbilly was ordering in Vegas?
Wait, what was this? When did this happen?
Yeah, in Vegas, I was up until 4 in the morning one night.
Probably studying, correct?
Probably studying, yeah. I was cramming for finals.
Gambling like a complete fucking degenerate gambler.
Yeah, you guys had all gone to bed hours earlier, yeah. And I became friends with a redneck there.
Yeah.
And he kept ordering red beers, and I'm like, what the fuck is a red beer? But all night long, he was ordering red beers.
Red beer.
I'll have a red beer.
Well, on the can, it says chelada style. And it was written in like a real splashy font, so you could tell it was Latino. It was like a Spanish-y kind of thing. So like, apparently, this is the whole thing. There's a whole style of beer that involves clam juice, tomatoes, lime, and I guess salt or whatever.
It sounds awful.
You know, I've been seeing it. I don't see it in the stores here, but I always saw it because like the first day you go to the grocery store, you buy your alcohol and your snacks and shit. So I'm really living healthy with just bricks of cheese and a cart full of bottles. And then I saw this can. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. This is going to be the year that I try it. So I grabbed it. It's bigger than any other can I've ever seen. And minus the keg can and the oil can from, what's that Australian beer? Foster's.
Foster's, yeah.
Yeah. A 24-ounce can is nothing to fucking sneeze at.
That's a pretty big can there.
Yeah. So I open it. I start drinking it. And I'm like, I'm thinking, it's actually tasty. But have you ever had something where you get a couple sips in and it's delicious? And you realize that instant that you're not getting through this whole fucking thing.
Yeah, like there's things like you don't mind it at first, and then you realize that you just can't consume the whole thing no matter what it is.
Like
you know, it'd be like trying to eat an entire cheesecake.
Yeah, I mean the first couple bites you're like, "Oh, this is actually really good." You got and you're offering it to people. Like no, on it, try it.
Take some.
Try
take,
it.
Take some.
Yes, have some. And you pass and maybe people all fucking nobody tried it. And so I wanted to see what it looked like because like you look in a can, you can kind of get an idea, but not really. So I'm walking around the kitchen of the place we rented, and I open up a cabinet. I find this Pyrex fucking glass thing. I'm like, whatever, I'll pour it in there. I pour it in there, and I'm instantly brought back to my obsession of cyst popping videos. It looks like the pus that would fly out of a fucking cyst being popped by someone who has no medical ability.
So this was a beer in a can, you're saying?
Yeah, a packaged
product. Because there's no way they're selling this stuff out of a bottle.
Oh, no, no way.
You're not seeing a Miller High Life bottle and selling this pus.
You know when a zit gets really big and like the skin is like transparent and you can almost see it looks like there's like an alien larva? Like you can see it swimming back and forth getting ready to pop? It looked like the fluid inside that zit.
And did you continue to drink this shit?
I drank the whole thing.
Oh man, that's fucking nasty.
And I
oh, I would have fucking thrown up.
I ate ice cream afterwards. I had the most vile shit. Like it wasn't even like there was no shape. So like I shat and I got off the bowl to wipe because I stand up and I face the bowl when I wipe now. It's a habit from running a shit blog, duties.tumblr.com.
You face the ball when you wipe?
Because I want to see what I got before it fucking splinters. But in this case, there was no, it was black. Like the whole bowl was black. There was nothing. Like you think I'm bullshitting?
Because you ate nothing but cheese for a week and mixed it up with some tomato juice and clam juice.
Ken Moorhead is our buddy here. He does a show called from KenMoorhead.com, Modern Alchemy. I don't know if he's done it anymore, but maybe he should start up again. He is he makes drinks. He is a fucking mixologist. He says, "How the hell do they make tomato juice and beer look like pus?" Well, we're talking about
the clam juice. Yeah,
we're also talking about Budweiser. It's not exactly the most fucking stout ale. It's piss. It's piss. But yeah, the bowl was entirely black. Like, India ink was just broken into the bowl. And so, yeah, I guess, okay, the cheese.
So like a fucking octopus broke loose in your toilet.
Yeah!
Just fucking had at it in there.
An octopoo. What the fuck is wrong with me? Why? Listen, sometimes I get really clear moments where I kind of am able to step back and realize what I've just been talking about. I just told people that the bowl that I had expelled feces into just looked like fucking squid ink. This is 30 years old here. I'm fucking 30. I don't even think I would have more restraint when I was 12. What the fuck is happening?
My duties look like ink.
Yeah, it does. Well, I've never had a chilada style beer before. I just wanted to share with the people.
So this is the end result of having a chilada style beer.
Listen, I did eat a lot of cheese and I had ice cream. So don't.
I think the dairy overdose might have attributed big time to it.
Don't let my shit be a precautionary tale against the chilada style beer. I enjoyed every ounce of that beer. I'm not going to say. I mean, okay, it started to get a little tedious. I was like, okay, I'm almost done. If they had a 12-ounce can of this shit, I'd be in heaven. But I don't know.
Yeah, you can't just have one beer. You know, the whole point of drinking is to get drunk. There's no other point.
There's other beers, though. Like, I'm not going to go buy a case of this shit.
Have a Clamato.
You know what, dude? It's time to get fucked up. Let's just get clam beer and just drink it all.
Nothing but clam beer, baby.
You know what? Let me just filter my beer through your fucking clam bake shell pile. And then piss in it a little bit.
And pop a nice zit right into it.
It looks like, I'm telling you, and you know what? I have a video of that. I'm going to try and, I mean, is it worth just me posting a video of how it looks? I guess maybe it would be. I'll have that up sometime this week.
I think you want to see that. See the essence of this beer.
Yeah, it's going to be on youtube.com/DJ New Style. I've been trying to keep up my YouTube channel. I've been trying to get people interested in this fucking show. And as somebody in the Heroes Talk room is proving, it might be working because someone has the username, I want a Mario Kart 64 song again. And that's indicative that the people I've been singing songs to on sites like Chat Roulette and Omegle, which is like, Omegle started off as like you type text to any, like just a random person, and then Chat Roulette came and it's like video and people jerking off, and Omegle's like, shit, we're going to go out of business. So they started doing video too. And anyway, these people, you know, are appreciating the songs and they're becoming fans or whatever the fuck you want to call it now on our Facebook fan page. And they're starting to check out the show. So,
have you ever sang to someone who's jacking it on camera?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
So you sing to them? What kind of songs do you sing to people jacking it on camera?
I really, you know what? I just try to ruin their time. Because, like, you'll see. There are
trying to see if you can bring down the old hard on them.
Listen, there are people that are professional online masturbators.
This is a career.
They
option.
Have something like the Apple Bluetooth mouse in like one hand, like perfectly poised on the next button, and they're just going fucking nuts. And the minute you say hey, like they click next and they're jerking off to some other stranger. But then there are the people that, like, they don't have it quite right. Like, their face is still kind of in frame. Like, if their boss found them, they could be fired or just, like, completely embarrassed with other coworkers. But you try and ruin their mood. Like, you go, stop. I stop playing guitar. I just say, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You were in seventh grade learning algebra, and now here you are masturbating. To people that are grossed out by you. Nobody's going to ever... I guarantee you in the history of this, maybe one or two people are excited by seeing some dude jerk off on this. But every person, every girl that has even... I've ever communicated with that has been on these sites is just completely repulsed by this idea. They'll never see... Like, it's so completely different that, like, if I'm here to promote the show and I see, like, a girl just, like, you know, with her tits out or something like that... Cool, I'll watch. I'm not looking for that particularly, because I can always just go to Google and, like, find the exact set of tits that I want, like, dimensions, fucking pigment, nipple rigidity, whatever. But, like, a girl sees a dick being stroked in there, and they hit next.
But you gotta figure, like, what percentage of the time are you getting a guy's jacket in?
Dude, like 97, 95.
So, like, these
95.
Girls, they're hitting next. They're going through 97 of these things until they see someone that's, you know, singing to them like a jackass, like you. So they got 97 dicks and then you.
Yeah. That's it. And they're so thankful it's me.
So thankful.
They're so thankful that
oh, my God, it's not a dick.
Yeah, they're so happy that I'm singing about my dick rather than stroking it for them. There's somebody here, big fan of Heroes Talk, says, do people actually go through life with the goal of being a webcam jacker? It has to be true, because just yesterday I was singing songs to people, and in between actual people you could converse with, the people masturbating, one guy was actually slicing food while jerking off. He was making
That's fucking talented, man.
Cheese plate while jerking off.
Those are just two things you should never make. Oh, you know, he's actually got three things going on. Because all right, so he's jacking off, making himself a snack.
Yeah,
and
snack jack,
and he's on the internet.
It was snack jack.
There's none of those three things go together.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be making a snack while you're on the internet. You shouldn't be making a snack ever while jerking off.
But imagine
jerking off on the internet.
Honestly, though, those are like three of the best things ever. The guy's doing it all at once. He is having.
He just combined everything in life. Combined cheese, jacking it, and the internet all into one gross, fucked up sexual deviantness.
Yeah. You can't have a better moment than him.
Just to be honest, I mean, I think I'm going to eat some cheese and jack it later.
Seriously, there's no way you can outdo that man's elation at that point. He had snacks, masturbation, fucking being a disgusting pig. You know. And he's on the internet. He literally has his fingertips when they're clicking next on the pulse of information that he anything he wants he could look up if he decided to not make another cube of Kobe Jack.
So basically, we're here. We're talking about how horrible this is, and I'm trying to figure out what would compel somebody to actually go through and do this. And meanwhile, what we've arrived at is this is actually heaven. This is the best thing you can do in your life.
We have some naysayers.
Some naysayers don't think cheese and jacking it go together.
Again, I Want a Mario Kart 64 song says, wouldn't he be happier if a chick was blowing him while he was doing this?
I'm thinking it's probably not an option.
You know what? You're thinking too fucking big. You're getting greedy. Her hair is going to get in the fucking food. It's just you're going to ruin one of the other good times.
Well, no, it's the episode of Seinfeld where Costanza decided to bring corned beef in the bed with him. He started banging chicks while having a corned beef sandwich.
That's true.
That's what this is. This is just the internet jacking it version.
No internet. So
no internet. There was no internet.
Face Costanza. Copyright East Side Dave. I don't know. I just wanted to sing songs to people and get them to listen to this show. That's all I wanted to do. If I could prepare a nice snack and masturbate at the same time, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't want to show that skill off. I would definitely.
Hey, what would be the snack you would have? So if you could jack it while preparing a snack, what would it be?
It's got to be something you can prepare. I mean, you could, okay, sure, you could open a box of Ritz and sprinkle them out on a plate. That's nothing. Any fucking dime store masturbator could pull that off.
That's rookie shit there.
What about pepperoni? Because you have to think thickness on that. You can't just like.
You got to watch out the pepperoni because pepperoni's a little oily.
Yeah. Well, again, oily
so
is good.
You're gonna make it a little lube job with
there
the.
You go.
I don't think you want pepperoni oil on your cock, though, man. I mean,
you're living green.
Just,
you're going green with that one.
Going green.
You're
so
recycling.
Rather than using KY or the old hand lotion, you're gonna go with pepperoni oil.
Listen, pepperoni grease. And who cares? You are the type of guy that's masturbating while making your meal, so it doesn't matter that there's spices on your dick. You're not going to injure anybody. Your hand isn't a sensitive vagina. It's got calluses and fucking, food on it. It doesn't matter. Ken Moorhead, it wants to make a sandwich.
I think that's pushing it too far. I mean, it depends on what kind of sandwich.
Well, I mean, he's saying a fucking Philly cheesesteak. Now he has to bring fire into the fucking equation.
You're over there cooking. You're firing up. See, I think, sandwiches would be rough. Even, a peanut butter and jelly, which is, your base sandwich. I mean, you're talking about you got to have a knife. You got to hold the jar. If you can figure out how to hold the jar, I'm going to try to demonstrate. You hold the jar in, the crook of your elbow. Well, I don't know how you can do it.
I mean, if there's a guy with one arm that can do it, you can do it. I mean, also, there are...
Yeah, but he's going to be jacking it, so...
There are older ladies that can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in one fucking swoop. Like, have you ever seen, a lunch lady or somebody's grandma make a fucking peanut butter and jelly? Like, when you get to that pro level that you're willing to show off your PBJ skills and your fucking... your dick skills, you'd better be at the level where you can just make it in that fucking grandma one swoop fashion. I almost think the cheesesteak isn't that bad of an idea if you're going to show off. It's almost the same motion. There's a lot of chopping.
I could never do this. I could never do this. It won't work.
Well, I'm not going to do it either.
No. I'm just saying, it actually would be physically impossible for me.
Don't act like I'm going to go and fucking do this tomorrow. I'm not picking
you're
up.
You're the one all up on Omegle singing to people. Next, that's how they all start.
That's
they start
true.
By singing, then they work their way into jacking it, and then they add in the sandwich making. That's next.
And you know,
but now for me, so we saw my obsessively organized bookshelf last week.
Sure.
My neuroses don't stop there. My sandwich making neuroses are actually the worst kind of neuroses.
Really?
If I make myself a peanut butter and jelly, there can be no bread showing underneath that.
Well, that's that just fucked up.
And it's got to be exactly perfectly. It's bizarre, and I know this, but it's got to be perfectly level. Like the peanut butter has to be perfectly smooth and level, and there can be no bare spots. It's got to be spread all the way to the edges. There's no way. I'd have to be jacking it for like 45 minutes in order to get this done.
Well, you know there's practice involved. It's not like you're going out to the fucking show tomorrow. You got to pay your goddamn dues. You fuck up the occasional PBJ sandwich, but at least you're doing your craft.
End up with jelly all over your cock. That shit's going to fucking – that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wash that off. You can't use anything sticky. So I think cheese is good.
Ken Moorhead says, the next time I'm on Chat Roulette, I'm going to see a guy jerking off, making a cheesesteak, and I know it's going to be one of two people. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know. I just – okay. I had to express that that's a very talented thing the guy was able to do. I didn't sit there and fucking just like record it. I just noticed – okay, wait. I know you're like everybody else jerking up, but you're also – you're making food.
A sandwich.
All right.
Like this guy's really
Bravo.
Multitasking.
I gave him a little applause.
This guy's getting more done in life than you do any day of the week. Like when you're jacking it, do you do anything else? Anything? No.
Scroll. I scroll and you know scroll. What? If the current
but that's only leading towards jacking it. It's only to help you jack it. Like, do you do anything else that's outside of the jacking it?
You know what? The scrolling I do is really equivalent to, like, when you're driving and you know you're low on gas and you're trying to find the next gas station. It's like, oh, nope, that one's closed. That one's closed. This video clip isn't doing it. It's not working. I know it's going to end quick. It's not going to get to the moment I like. I got to keep another one on deck. Yeah. I never go outside the realm of jerking off, ever. Ever.
Like, this guy is just getting shit done. I guarantee you hire that man at your job, he's accomplishing what four people in that same position do.
Exactly what Pristine is saying in the Heroes Talk room. HeroesTalk.com. He says, that guy is the physical embodiment of productivity.
You
know
want
what?
That guy.
So you
if,
have
you
to.
Know what? The thing is, he would be fired if they knew what he did. But at the same time, it's probably what makes him an awesome employee.
You know what? The smart businesses that succeed will take the risk of a key employee jerking off. Like, I can listen to my fucking headphones. Like, it's not necessarily allowed, but because I perform well, they look the other way. If this guy gets hired at my company, and he's capable of making, you know, fucking Excel reports and you know, really good graphics and designing a website while masturbating, are they going to really tell him not to touch his dick?
So, like, he's getting it all done while at work.
It would hurt his game.
Jerking it. Yeah, he's got to do it. That's how he gets fired up.
Some people listen to music. Some people kind of sing to themselves. This guy just fucking touches his dick a little bit.
It's just as annoying as the people who walk around without their shoes on or, you know, whatever
you
else
know what, though?
You got to deal with in the office.
You know what? Imagine the fall off on productivity when he comes. It's just, fuck it. You know, I'm going
I'm
to
done.
Lunch. Going to lunch, guys. He takes like 6-hour lunches every day. Just eats snacks and fucking reads Ain't It Cool News.
Well, I wonder if he eats the snacks after, though. Like, does he prepare it?
Why wouldn't you?
So he's preparing it, jacking it, eating it, jacking it. I don't know. I don't think I would eat while jacking it.
Well, I'm not going to eat while jacking.
That's like eating while taking a shit. You don't
But
do
you're
that.
A fucking liar. You know what? You're a fucking liar if you say.
What, you say, I eat when I take a shit?
No. I mean, I'm not saying that. If you're going to say that when you're done masturbating and you have a nice fucking snack that you made yourself, you don't dip in and eat it, you're a fucking liar.
I'm going to wash my hands first.
Bullshit.
I'll just picture this guy's jet.
I'm from the earth.
You do
it's all natural. I'm from the earth. I don't know. Fuck it. Because you know what? Here's the goddamn deal. The internet is just strictly made to have people fucking find new ways to jerk off. And now that we're at the level that everybody's mastered that, there's going to be a few key people who will do that and show off. Just like in StarCraft, there's people that are incredible. They can fucking show off their fucking moves and embarrass people. In anything, there's that one fucking shining star. And masturbation has found yours. And his name is I don't know. And he's on Omegle. And he has a fucking a butcher block cutting board right next to his fucking jerk-off chair. It was impressive. It was a nice setup. I don't know. Why don't we take a break? This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to
B.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I've got something to tell you about. One place you can go to keep tabs on everything that's going on with this fine internet radio show. My Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. New videos, pictures, thoughts, questions, go there, comment. I will comment back. I will talk to you. I will bring myself down from my tower to your lowly level, address you, and treat you as my equal, even though that's impossible. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. You go there, you click like, and your friends know that you have taste and class, and you like funny shit. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the super coolest radio show ever, the Jimmy Francone super magical tiger slapping astronaut cage fighting walrus stabbing show. Okay, so I'm super pissed that summer's over and school's back on, but it's kind of cool because I get to make fun of all the fat kids in my gym class because it's the coolest. And today, my teacher told me that he went to high school with my mom and my dad, and he told me that my dad was a drunken loser, and I said back to him that teachers are supposed to teach me things I didn't already know, and then he told me to come to his desk, and he called me a little asshole. And then he sent me to the principal's office, which I thought would be bad, but ended up being coolest because I got there, and he had a little dish of candies, and he gave me one, and it was a Grape Jolly Rancher. Coolest. Okay, so I'm gonna go and I'm gonna try to get in trouble over and over and over again till he runs out of grapes and oranges and greens and only has red left, because reds are for fat kids like Steven and homos. Let's go to the Jimmy Francone Show super coolest hotline in the world.
You could tell Mr. McDonald that he should shut his fucking mouth before I beat his ass silly. Like I did in the varnish room in the woodshop.
But Dad, he said all you ever do is drink and masturbate, and he said that one time in high school, Mom gave him a handy in the back of a Ford Tempo, and I'm not sure that makes sense to me.
And that fucking whore mother of yours is dead to me, because this fucking school ain't even gonna let me in to see you during lunch times and during classes. And I constantly have to get in verbal and physical arguments with the administration because she's got them all fucking brainwashed. You're my fucking son! You are my fucking son!
But Dad, you're not allowed on school property without pants!
I was bringing you lunch, you little shit!
Yeah, but Dad, the lunchbox didn't have anything except for a banana peel and a thermos, and the thermos was filled with your medicine, and it smelled really bad, and sometimes it sets fires.
They can all go fuck himself in the face, especially that fucking bastard, Mr. McDonough. I'll see you on the fucking baseball field at 3, you faggot.
Well, I really hope my dad doesn't beat up my teacher, because I like it when I don't have to live with strangers, because my dad's in jail and my mom's in Europe getting private time with doctors. Dad, please don't fight my teachers. Well, I guess that concludes the Jimmy Francone Super Ninja Battle Action Stomach Punching Radio Show. The coolest.
Hi everyone, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ Newstyle. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Ah, welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Nice to meet all of you indeed, bitch or not. Yes, I'm here with Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy, I hope all is well for you. I'm just going to turn that off. You know what? I don't want to fade it out. Sometimes I don't have the fucking patience. You understand? I'm a very impatient man. And when I want to do things that are cool, I want it to just work and do what it's supposed to do. Especially with video conferencing and video chat. That's why I always go to ICU2. I look into ICU2. I use it. I hang out with people because it's the original. You can be face-to-face with anyone from any place. Now name a place, Shawnee Murphy, a place in the world.
Thailand.
You can be face-to-face with someone from Thailand.
Thai hooker.
Listen, okay, yes, she will be a hooker. Okay. She will be
from Thailand. Of course
she's from Thailand. But you will be face-to-face with her. China, sure. Thailand as well. If you don't understand that Thailand is a country, or you misheard us, if it's a place, you can be face-to-face with someone that is currently there. Unlike some of these other programs that might not be as expansive as ICU2, they're not going to fuck with your goddamn experience. That's the problem that other companies make. ICU2 doesn't do this. They don't limit the number of messages you can send, the number of friends you can have, the number of videos you can watch. You sign up, you use it, it's free to try. Go to ICU2.com, and in seconds, you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. That website again, ICU2.com. And you're right, Pristine. This thing is indeed revolutionary. Revolutionary man. Oh, shit. Fuck. I gotta say, there's a couple of things I noticed from having not been in the loop. You know, like, you come back from vacation, you're not really in sync. You're kind of still in the fucking, you know, shitting blackness kind of relaxed mode. I never realized how truly addicted I was to coffee. Like, I liked drinking it. I always did drink it. And I have a couple, maybe 9 cups a day. But not drinking coffee on the vacation just completely fucked me up. Like,
so,
major headaches. Just feel like a chronic fatigue syndrome. Just kind of laid up, and the very first cup back was like the most exciting cup of coffee. I'm like, this is so fucking good! Just drinking it, and now I'm back to where it's like, it just tastes like tar, and it's something I need. I'm hooked on it. I can't fucking quit.
So now you know what it's like to be a smoker.
Somewhat, except I don't have to go outside to drink my coffee. I can drink it anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That is the main difference. But the whole experience of being addicted, and then when you don't have it for a while, that's the thing about smoking. Like, if you go like months without having it, and then you have one, it's the best fucking shit ever.
Why did I stop?
Yeah, why did I ever stop this shit? And then, you know, you have, you know, 8 of them later, and you're right back to where you were. You're like, why the fuck am I doing this?
So is that like, you think that's what it is with any addiction?
I think so. I think it's you don't really miss it until you have it again. And then once you have it again, you realize, wow, that's why I really like this shit.
Yeah. I mean, what about someone who's hooked on World of Warcraft? Like, is it the best raid ever when they come back? When they kill, like, a fucking dragon? Or I don't know. I played the game, like, for 4 days and gave up. When they quit and they come back, what's the thing that they would do to have that "why did I ever quit" feeling?
I think the people that get addicted to that shit don't quit, though. I think that's the difference.
Oh, I know people who quit.
And then they got re-addicted?
The people from Best in Show. The Thursday night show on HeroesTalk.com, Best in Show Radio, 2 of them fucking yo-yo back and forth. They'll play, then they'll give up. New fucking thing gets released, and they buy it, and they're back in. They're on Skype with their buddies, playing and fucking running around on a horse that looks like a goddamn zebra. I don't know what the fuck it is. I can't fucking do it. But another thing I noticed about this whole vacation thing, that, like, yeah, I'm addicted to coffee. Who gives a fuck, right? Who gives a shit? It's just an interesting thing. Another thing is that I was unable to bring my dog on the trip. And I thought it would be, like, really cool to have the dog down there. And I thought it would be nice, you know, you walk the fucking dog on the beach. And I couldn't, the place I was staying, they wouldn't allow it. So I'm looking at all the dogs that are being walked while I'm on vacation. I'm just like, oh, I miss my fucking dog, dude. I'm starting to feel like a fucking simpering asshole on my trip. And I obviously care for the dog because Amanda and I decided that the place we're going to board him shouldn't just be any old place. He's got to be boarded in a place where he'll have his own schedule. He won't be mixed in with other animals. He'll have his own little run. He can go outside. He can go inside. Oh, the fucking tales that they told us at this place. Such a place where, oh, no, you can't make an appointment with us. You have to take our tour. Oh, all right. So we go and take this fucking tour. The guy goes, take your hand. Run it against the fence. Do you feel any sharp little metal burrs or anything that would cut your dog's face? I didn't think so. We went to very, very great lengths to make sure that our fences are smooth so that your dog would not injure himself.
You had some guy out there, a little Mexican with sandpaper.
Yeah.
Taking off the burrs,
oh,
you know.
Oh, he went all out.
Classing up the
guys,
joint.
Gather around. What I want you to do. You're blindfolded. You're naked. This is all you experience. Everything you hear and the temperature you feel. This is exactly the experience your dog is going to get. I ask you, would another kennel give you this? It's like I'm listening to Light FM, like a fucking Sugar Ray song. I'm like, oh, I think Teddy likes fucking I Wanna Fly, Super Cat. It's light enough in here, I guess. It's good. Just fucking the whole song and the best part. If your dog has a special food, special feeding instructions, you bring your own food. That's fine. He'll eat that. And if not, we'll feed him. We have a delicious beef gravy. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, cool. I had used this place last year, okay? $30 a day to board the dog. I don't know
that
what...
That seems pretty expensive, to be honest.
You can board him at a fucking animal hospital.
You can live in a welfare hotel for $30 a day.
You could really set up an appointment with a vet for like a week in advance, and they'll just hold your fucking dog for like maybe $2. You throw him like a fucking Snickers and a nickel, and you're fucking straight when you come back a week later. $30 a fucking day. And they're not open on Sunday when we return, so we have to pay for the Sunday and the day after when we pick him up. So we're getting jobbed into a couple extra days. Buddy's being taken care of.
There's no burrs.
No, there's no burrs on. He's not going to cut himself. He could piss. There's little troughs. There's little troughs that are going to run down to the drainage system. It's really well designed, right?
So this place sounds nicer than your house.
It does. It is. I wanted to move in. The guy said, you're not an animal. You're not an animal. And the light isn't good for humans. No. So I go, and last year, Teddy comes running out. Like, at first, he hears the dogs. Like, this is last year. He hears the dogs. He's excited, blah, 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 blah. They take him away. They take the leash, and then I make the arrangements and shit, and I walk out, and I'm like, oh, I missed my dog. I come back to pick him up. Jumps right at me, so fucking happy. He's like, where have you been? I don't give a shit. Who cares? This year, I'm unable to pick him up, okay? But I'm able to drop him off. I drop him off right before we leave for the trip. He walks in the place, and he's a little weird. I'm going to leave him this place. He's a little fucking weird. He's behaving oddly. I'm like, okay, maybe it's all the dogs barking. The dogs are barking, whatever. I make the arrangements. I look down. Teddy's pissing on the fucking front desk and the ficus. The little office ficus that every fucking office has to have. He is pissing all over it. Like a quart of piss. And now another guy comes in with his dog. So I'm like, okay, cool. I can just pretend it's not my dog.
Yeah, just blame it on the other guy.
Sure. So that's what you always do. When you have a dog and you're near another dog and one of them makes a mess, it's never your dog that did it.
Who's those fucking dog pissed there?
Clean your fucking dog up.
You're just pointing.
It's that boxer.
Get the thumb over.
Guy's an asshole. So they take the dog away, and they... Someone pissed here! Furious! They're using the word piss in front of me, and they're saying someone. Not like someone's dog.
Yeah, it could have been you.
Like, I hosed it down my fucking leg. Someone pissed here! So I'm used to, like, you go to PetSmart with your dog, and, like, he pisses and shits, like, no big deal. They hire people to do this shit. They have end caps with fucking paper towels and Purell, like, whatever. Like, any place that allows dogs, in my estimation, is a fucking bathroom for the dog. So I'm like, someone pissed here. Yeah, I fucking pissed here. They take the dog away. And a week later, like, I spend the whole week looking out at the beach, people walking their dog, like, trotting along the beach. The dog is running while, like, locking eyes with its owner. You know,
all
like,
set,
looking up, they're like,
oh, the
like, thank you for taking me on your vacation. I'm such a fucking grateful dog, and I'm glad that I'm worth it to you. Like, I'm looking at this great relationship they're having, and throwing the frisbee and shit, and I'm like, God, I wish we could fucking bring the dog here. So then finally, the whole thing's done. I'm unable to pick him up. My dad goes to pick him up. He says, I'll call you when I get him. And, so I don't get a call that day, and around like 4 o'clock, I call him. I'm like, "Hey, did you get Teddy?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay, how is he?" He's fucking weird. He's fucking weird. He wouldn't come to me. He tried to bite me. and Teddy loves everybody. All right, my dad especially. My dad is Teddy's favorite fucking human. Okay, the dog tried to snap at him. And so I'm like, oh, shit. So, like, I have a couple hours of work. I get home, and the dog is crispy. He's got crispy hairs. You know what? He had it last time. And I said, I'm never going to go to this place again. But, of course, I fucking waited till the last minute. I'm like, actually, it was a good place. Whatever, fuck it. It's always crispy. I spent, like a half a day brushing him. And I noticed that there's, like, a little, like, fucking pencil eraser-sized, like, pink skin area on his nose where there's, like, no hair. It looks like healing skin. So I'm thinking, like, okay. Either that fucking no burrs on the metal shit was like he showed us the perfect cage. Like, he could only afford to smooth down one of them. Or he fucking beat my dog. I'm inclined to believe that this bootleg Ric Flair, like, the guy had fucking yellow gray hair. You know when, like, you know when a blonde guy goes gray and it, like, has that, like, Boris Yeltsin-y fucking...
Yeah, it goes yellow. It doesn't really go gray. It goes yellow.
He had that fucking hair color, and he was a little bit jacked, but, like, for an old guy jacked, and he's wearing, like, a tight black shirt. Like, don't fuck with me in my kennel! Fuck. Like, I'm gonna jump him in his fucking business. Just so on fucking guard. Now I want to. Because I'm thinking he really put hands on my dog. Okay, I understand he pissed all over your ficus. He doesn't take commands. He barks incessantly. He's not in here. You're not hearing him bark. Because I have him encased in fucking styrofoam, hoping he'll suffocate for 2 hours. I have to remove him. I have to put him in a whole different part of the house. Because he will just be barking constantly. I think the guy fucking beat my dog. And I think, also, even worse than him beating my dog, I think I paid $320 for him to beat my fucking dog.
You paid for the privilege of him making your dog crispy and beating him.
Yeah, covered in piss and beaten.
Like, how does your dog get covered in piss? I mean, they're supposed to be taking him out of the cage, obviously. I mean, obviously, they're going to leave him in the cage at some point. But they're going to take him out. I mean, you were the one who was telling me a couple weeks ago that, you know, your dog's crate trained, he won't piss in the cage. So clearly it reached a point where he had no choice but to piss in the cage. And then decided to roll in it.
He had to have rolled in it. I think he slept in it. Like, I think the drainage thing is probably where they put his bowl. They put his bowl in there, and I think he slept in the fucking the piss canal. And you know what pissed me off? They went this whole fucking song and dance. No, you're never gonna get cut. Yeah, you're blindfolded, you're naked. You know, this is what your dog experiences and feels and hears and shit. I'm like, oh, he's got to go here. We'll take care of your food. We'll follow your instructions. Okay. I gave a bag of food, an empty bag of food that I filled up with the proper number of cups. 2 cups per day. 1 in the morning, 1 at night. That's what they do anyway. They give a cup in the morning or a cup at night. That's their feeding fucking schedule. It's just that they're using my food. I had the perfect amount of food. When you pick your dog up, you get anything you left, like the bed, any toys or whatever. I gave him a fucking squirrel that he chewed to pieces. It doesn't matter. He loves it. And I got a bag of food that literally had 6 cups taken out of it. So he was there for 10 fucking days.
Starved your dog, covered him in his own feces and urine.
And I paid $320 for it. $325. I paid out of the fucking ass for this goddamn dog. Next time, you know what? I'm taking him to a vet. I'll put him in the pound. I'll put him somewhere that's cheap. I don't care anymore.
That's like the story of when I got a lap dance with a stripper and she almost broke my cock. That's like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same thing.
By the way, I paid
for misery.
I had to agree with you while I had a mouthful of Miller High Life. That's why you're here. I don't like paying to be inconvenienced. Like, and ripped off by someone who's posturing themselves as some kind of fucking premium service.
Yeah, at least, if he had told you, listen, I'm going to treat your dog like shit. He's going to come home covered in his own piss.
$10.
You know what? $10. Okay. It'd be cheap. All right. You know what? I don't love my dog that much.
Yeah.
I love my dog $10 worth. you would have known. Like, you know what you're going into. But someone sells you a false bill of goods, you're going to be a little upset at the end of the day.
That's it. That's fucking it, dude. I don't know. It to me, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Fuck it.
Next time, I got a better plan for you.
What's that?
All right, how long do you think it takes before they kill a dog when they catch it at the pound?
I think depending on the dog's behavior, it could be like a month maybe.
So what you can do next time is just drop your dog off at the pound.
No, I think they board dogs at the fucking pound.
And then
I think they do.
But no, I'm just saying you just drop it off like it's a stray.
And then adopt my own dog.
Then come back at the end of the week and get your own dog.
Yeah, and then they mix him up. I come home with some like fucking...
Hey, maybe you get a better dog.
No. I want my fucking dog.
But you said he pisses and he barks.
You know what? You told me you wanted a dog.
He's unruly, but maybe you get a better dog.
You told me you were kind of mulling the idea over of getting a dog.
I have been mulling the idea of getting a dog over. Yeah,
how are you coming along with this?
I've gotten absolutely nowhere. I think I looked at some pictures of dogs on the internet.
You went to Pet Finder. Is that what you did?
Yeah. I looked. I'm like, oh, that dog's cute. And I think it's about as far as I got.
Yeah, you know what? Pet Finder, you're never going to get that dog. Pet Finder is the Craigslist of pet adoption. Complete bait and switch. They have like the fucking cutest puppy. You end up with a tripod dog with a smoky eye. Fucking terrible. You know, no offense to tripod dogs with smoky eyes, but if you're seeing a fluffy, like 3-week-old fucking golden retriever, that's not what you want. It's terrible. You know what, Sean? I think you should try out having a dog.
You think I should just try one out? Like, is there a service that allows you to try out a dog?
Yeah, there is. I'm starting it next August when I go to the Outer Banks. You can try it for up to 10 days.
I got to tell you, I might treat your dog worse than the shelter did.
You're actually going to lay hands on my dog.
I wouldn't beat the dog, but
that's all I need.
I might feed it less. You're complaining about the amount of food. Like, I don't know.
He doesn't eat much, really.
You said it's a cup a day.
A cup a day.
Cup in the morning, cup at night. See, I could probably handle 1 cup.
Okay, do 1 cup. That's all they did. They didn't even do 1 cup. They took 6 cups.
But what would happen if I like forgot a day? Would the dog let me know? Would he like be all like?
He would probably bark a little bit.
Would he like walk over to the bowl and put his face in it and like look up at me and make noise?
Nah, he just goes over and says, "Oh, well, it looks like we're not eating today." And then he goes and fucking does something else.
Yeah, see, that's not going to be good for me. See, I'm a big faggot. My cats tell me when I'm fucking up. They let me fucking know. Like if I walk out in the living room and there isn't food, the one cat will run over to me and then she'll run over at the bowl while making noise. She tells me this shit, and because I fuck up all the time, I'm liable to kill your dog if he won't stand up for himself and tell me what's going on.
Well, Shawnee's bookshelf on HeroesTalk.com is saying that your new pet sitting service is called Shawnee's Taxidermy Pet Kennel. The pets are killed, stuffed, and placed tenderly on your organized bookshelf.
I do have some room on the other bookshelf still. I could could put it up there nicely.
Nice. It. That, you know what? You're not going to watch my dog. You could borrow him. Maybe you walk him around.
Because I called it It?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to, you know, off the top of my head.
He's got a man's name.
Teddy could go either way. Like, what if it was T-E-D-D-I?
There's never a female Teddy. Stop it.
There's female Teddies.
He actually gets mail addressed to Teddy Pendergrass. Like, do you understand?
It should be Theodore.
Like, if
Theodore.
If Amanda wants, like, an extra of something you have to provide an address for, she will... This might be a federal offense. I probably should.
Probably, it's not like credit cards. I think
no, it's okay. it's like free Sobe Life Water or whatever. It doesn't matter.
I think you can get that one there.
Yeah. No, it's like extra coupons, some shit. Addressed to Teddy Pendergrass.
she put Theodore on there, though.
No, she loves just Teddy.
Theodore.
He's not classy like that. He's down home and regular. Doesn't matter. He's
living with the people.
Well, what I wanted to do now is I want to do a different thing. I think each week we consume a lot of media, correct?
On a lot of media.
A week-to-week basis, read a lot of articles, watch a lot of shit, and I think it's time that we pick the best and share it with everybody. And this week's video of the week is something I found on a site called eFucked. Are you familiar with eFucked?
I have not heard of eFucked before now.
It's a site where it's like porn bloopers and shit. It's you know, whatever. It's like, oh, somebody accidentally stuck in somebody's asshole, but occasionally there's a really hilarious video such as this. I will play the audio for it. Shawnee Murphy's actually just put the link in the chat room on heroestalk.com. And if you're listening to this, it's probably in the description of the podcast somewhere. This is our video of the week. The pervert ridiculed by crowd.
So that time the leg.
Excuse me, I don't really want you taking a picture of her butt.
Excuse me, old pig.
Are you taking a picture of her?
Excuse me?
Are you taking a picture of her?
I'm videotaping her, yes.
Well,
you
have a problem with that? Yes, I do.
Why are you doing it in public?
Hold on. Step up, pussies! I'm videoing in public! Oh my god. I can't even tell you. Hold on a second. We need to explain this. People are just listening to this. They're not clicking on the fucking video. It's this guy with a flip cam. He's just in New York, and he's just recording this really attractive young girl. And for some reason, she's got like a folding chair in the middle of nowhere, and she's doing these like ballet stretches that reveal her entire fucking gotch. Her shit is just hanging out. And
yeah, because
like,
she's wearing like a little short.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sweatpant type material. Like, I mean, it's tight and clingy.
I mean, it's nice. It's nice to look at. And obviously,
it's very nice.
This pervert, as he's called by the video description, is enjoying it to the point where he is holding the thing like inches away from her crotch. And her family is like giving her instructions. I guess maybe she, I don't know what the fuck the logic is. Why she's doing this shit in the middle of a street. And why people are circled around her and they have a big fucking problem with it. But they kind of see his viewfinder because it's a flip cam. And are like, excuse me, I don't appreciate you taking video of her butt. So, but like you would think the guy would be fucking embarrassed.
He just doesn't give a shit.
This is the girl's mom. His response right here after she says that. Just listen. The guy is a fucking stand-up guy.
Excuse me, I don't really want you taking a picture of her butt.
Excuse me, old bag.
Excuse me, old bag.
Excuse me, old bag. And it comes to the point where, like, rather than leave or just admit that you've taken your stand, he's trying to work his way around the people that are telling him it's wrong to record an underage girl's vagina. You're in my shot, pussies. And out of nowhere, this fucking Lance Armstrong guy comes out. Like, he's dressed up in a cyclist
full outfit. Bike suit.
Yeah. Oh, Pristine is saying that, why does he sound like Ferris Bueller's friend? Mind your P's and Q's, Rooney! Oh, I'm sorry, someone else said that as well. Listen, a lot of people say a lot of things, Ustreamer 50596. A lot of people say a lot of things. And this guy has the best choice of words for insults. I'm just going to play this out.
You'll beg?
And we'll listen and delight over it. And you need to see it, and you'll know exactly what the fuck we're talking about. Yes, it's video on the radio. Fantastic idea.
Are you taking a picture of her?
Excuse me?
Are you taking a picture of her?
I'm videotaping her, yes.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it in public? I can't videotape?
You can't videotape her butt.
I can videotape her.
Well, try.
Videotape her crotch.
Excuse me?
You don't have to videotape.
You're the one thinking
crotch.
The thoughts. I didn't say do that.
Standing
or think
right
that.
Here.
I'm shooting from this angle. Mind your business. I'm in public. I'll do whatever the hell I want. Shut up.
Go ahead.
All right. You.
All right. I think you need a break, though, and say what's happening now.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. So he's saying, excuse you, excuse you. What's going on?
Well, right there. It's where Lance Armstrong shows the fuck up, and he's trying to act all tough guy.
Hero.
Let me tell you something. There is no way, and I don't care if it is fucking Lance Armstrong, you show up in a full cyclist outfit,
yep.
There's 0% chance you can come off tough.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the toughest guy in a cycling outfit, you could throw fucking Hulk Hogan in a goddamn cyclist outfit, and he'd look like a big pussy.
Is it right what the guy's doing? Probably not, but I fully support his need to do it. He's doing it in a public space, he's completely right. And I kind of only support it because of this fucking guy trying to be the hero. What purpose does it serve? What he's doing is, he's in his cyclist outfit, he rides his bike up, and he decides to get inches away from the camera to block the shot. And that's why this guy is saying, excuse me! Excuse me! I'm taking a picture! It's in public! So here it is. This is the confrontation.
All right,
one more time.
Hell
yeah. Don't worry about who the fuck I am. I'm right in the middle of your shit, so what the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck? And the guys get the highest pitch voice, too. What the fuck?
I'm right in the middle of your shit, so what the fuck? DJ Rob has stood in front of this man to stop this heinous activity.
All right, excuse you.
All right, one more time.
Who the hell
are you? Don't worry about who the fuck I am. I'm right in the middle of your shit, so what the fuck?
What the fuck? All right, goober. Let go of my camera, goober. Let go of my camera, goober.
Get that out of my face.
Don't touch my camera, goober.
Get that out of my fucking face.
I don't think so. I'll leave it right there, goober. All right, goober. Nice outfit, too.
Yeah, you wish you could work as fuck as hard as I can.
Right.
You wish that.
Right.
You're not getting shot.
I'll shoot whatever I want. Dude, you just rode over my foot.
Hey, man, chill out, dude.
Okay, at that point in the fucking video, he's being told by the mother, you can't shoot this. He's like, I'll shoot whatever I want. I guess there's an altercation. You heard the bike slam to the ground. He fucking... You'll hear it. I'm sorry. Why am I interrupting?
You just rode over my foot. Get it? Don't touch me. Don't touch me, dude. Don't touch me. Just ran over my foot. That's why you got dropped. Bye.
So not only is he being the biggest asshole ever, he takes the fucking cyclist who's trying to defend the right of a 17-year-old girl to the ground.
Takes just fucking ground, tosses him.
Throws his bike. You rode over my foot, dude. That's why I dropped you. That's why you got dropped.
Just knocks the cyclist down.
Here we go.
Foot. Get it. Don't touch me. Don't touch me, dude. Don't touch me. Just dude. Ran over my foot. That's why you got dropped. Bye. You're a punk, dude. Trying to be a tough guy. I can videotape in public, you idiot. See ya, goober.
See ya, goober.
I just want to say, you know, hey, Lee Mells, why didn't you make your own YouTube channel? Why are you letting other people profit on your content? It's got to be Lee Mells. I know you don't know Lee, but it's got to be him. Anybody who knows him would agree that this guy sounds exactly like fucking Lee.
So that sounds lame.
I can videotape in public, you idiot.
Step up, pussies! Record your fucking shots! My favorite is when the family, like, decides, okay, this Times Square ballerina show isn't gonna happen, so we better pack it up. He's like, bye!
I think my favorite part is, so the hero shows up, gets all on this guy's face, tries to run him over with a bike, the guy just tosses him, and then the guy that decides at this point, I'm not going to defend the 17-year-old girl anymore, gets on his bike and leaves. Does nothing. He gets his bike tossed to the ground.
Yeah. And the next shot after you hear the clatter and him saying, that's where you got dropped, was like the most zoomed in shot of this girl's ass.
Yeah, he leaps over top of the people trying to block his view and just bam, right on her ass.
And yeah, and Psycho Guy, noble. Very noble, but so pussy-ish. What if you can't? If the guy isn't moving when the girl's parents are saying you shouldn't, I don't want you recording this, blah blah blah. And he's going, whatever, you old bag.
First thing, like there was no escalation of this.
Yeah, this isn't a man that cares.
To whatever, you old bag.
Taking a picture of her butt.
Excuse me, old bag.
I love this dude. This guy's the best.
Excuse me, old bag.
Excuse me, old bag. You ran over my foot. That's why you got dropped. Oh, is he the best? And you know what? Fuck the psycho guy in his goddamn costume. See, I'm getting angry. I'm dropping bottles and shit.
See, like, I would have respected the psycho guy if after the guy tossed his bike, he had stepped up and actually fought.
I think you heard like, hey, my bike.
Yeah. You know, fucking douchebag, motherfucker. Don't be a hero if you're not going to finish the job.
A lot of people are typing their favorite parts of it. Shawnee's Bookshelf says, you don't have to videotape her crotch. As if he's trying to just record the performance. Like, anybody, and I can, you know what the guy looks like. You've seen him everywhere. Like, we don't actually know, but you have a good idea. I'm guessing he's a portly man in a tall tee, fucking all-white t-shirt with a fucking a hat with the tags on it. Just not giving a shit. Complete scumbag. Fuck, love this dude. He's the best. And the cycle guy, get fucked. Because anybody who wears the goddamn cycle outfit, yeah, you're right, Sean. Pussy, completely weak, and completely non-intimidating. But they always think, like, they're so convinced that their little cycle is a worthy street vehicle. Like, they deserve some fucking right to be in the street with cars. Share the road! Use a fucking sidewalk. You know what? If you can't have a Segway in the road, why can we have a fucking bicycle?
I can't stand the cyclists on the road. They drive me out of my fucking mind. Like, how many times have you been driving and the cyclist is there and he's taking up, you know, a good chunk of the road? And you have to either stop completely because there's traffic coming in the other direction, or you risk yourself to avoid, you know, not hitting the cyclists while avoiding the oncoming traffic.
Yeah,
it's all a the fucking time. Nightmare. It happens in the summer. It happens daily.
Oh, yeah.
I think I probably get it worse than you because I live in like the outdoorsy area of the state. But it's brutal every fucking day. You got to avoid, you know. And the thing is, you're trying to avoid killing this motherfucker who all you really would want to do is kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to not do what my every desire is telling me to do. I have to not murder this person who's decided that because he can make right angles with his left arm, he deserves to be in front of a fucking 50-mile-an-hour car. I just don't fucking get it. Ride all you want. Be healthy. But stay the fuck out of the car, the way of a car. The like, balls on these fucking people.
I don't so much mind if they're on side streets. But it's when they're on the major roads, the major like divided roads where they're the fucking yellow line is down the middle.
Okay.
Those drive me nuts because like a side street, you know what? There's probably not going to be oncoming traffic. It's fairly easy to go and pass. But it's when there's a divided road where it's usually higher traffic and they're on the goddamn road. Yeah. And you're constantly nervous that you're either going to hit this guy or you're going to get plowed into head first by the car in the oncoming traffic. And, or you idiot. Stop.
See ya, Uber.
I'm going to say that next time I drive past the cyclist, I'm just going to yell at the window, see ya, Goober.
That guy is the fucking greatest. The greatest! Every day of my life, I pass people that are walking or jogging or on a fucking bike that feel the need to be in the road. On a street with fucking sidewalks. And I just don't get it. What is so great about being in the goddamn street? You can't walk on a place that is fucking designated for you.
Especially if it's a sidewalk. That's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you know why? Because, the four of them got to go out for a fucking walk. They have to walk shoulder to shoulder down the street. Little sidewalk's not wide enough. How are they going to talk about their favorite TV shows on a sidewalk? Fucking assholes.
I've seen people jogging on highways.
What?
A lot of people aren't going to know this reference, but Route 15 in New Jersey, it's not the most major roads, but it's a state highway.
Yeah, state highway.
I've seen people jogging on this. I mean, it's 55-mile-per-hour highway. People jogging on the side of this road.
Just get a treadmill. Where are you going that you need to be on a highway? You live somewhere with a driveway. Just fucking run up and down your fucking street. No one lives on the goddamn highway, right? They're always off.
No, there's no fucking houses. Yes. It's all business.
It's the worst. Ustreamer 50596 saying, in his neighborhood, there are Orthodox Jewish people in the street, and at night, they are pitch black. And the ones on bikes don't have the lights or reflectors. You know what? They should be okay to hit. If it comes to pass that you run over a guy on a bike, and he doesn't have anything reflective on, you know what? How can it be your fault?
I don't think you can wear anything reflective on the Sabbath. that's one of the rules.
Then why can you get on someone?
It's too much like electricity. It's almost electricity.
I'm speechless. You should be able. I just basically said you should be able to murder someone.
You know about the rules, though. The fucked up rules for Orthodox Jews.
No, I don't know
about their traveling rules. Okay, so the Sabbath, you're not supposed to leave the house. That's actually the rule. You're not supposed to leave the house. But they're fucking with God. They changed the rules, and they said, "Oh, you know what? My house is the area delineated by the power lines."
Oh yeah.
So they can walk outside as long as they stay within the region bounded by their power line. Like they're gonna fucking fool God.
Yeah.
Like God doesn't know this is some kind of bullshit scam.
Yeah. Well, you know, we built this fence. Technically, it's still our house.
Still part of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's fucking bad. I don't want to say certain things. I don't like talking religion. I really, really don't. But when you think about it, a lot of it's just a bunch of fucking shit. I mean, even the people that are the most devout and believe in everything, and I have my beliefs, you have to look at certain pieces of it and just say, that's from another fucking time. That was when this was popular. Like, the don't eat pork thing. The don't eat the flesh of the swine. At that time, it was dangerous because you didn't know because it was fucking poison. So it was made into holy law so people didn't fucking die. Now, you mean to tell me you're not going to eat a fucking delicious ham or ribs? Well, you're missing out. Because
you know, that's two of the three major religions.
Bacon!
Or at least, they don't eat. Eat that shit. You know what that does, though?
It's in the Bible.
More for us.
Yeah.
More for us to eat.
Well, listen, just like the power lines rule, that's another one they roll their eyes at. Because, honestly, bacon is too fucking delicious. People will risk being damned to hell to be able to eat fucking bacon. And Shawnee's Bookshelf just grilled himself some ribs this weekend. Fantastic.
Gotta be eating the ribs.
Loved it.
Gotta eat the bacon. I mean, every part of the pig is delicious.
The hoof,
the
anus,
pig's feet.
I would, you know what? Deep fried pig anus. Why not? Get a nice little fucking fry bag full of them.
I bet you it's delicious, man.
Hey, you know what? Anything fried. Anything fried. Would you eat a fried animal dick?
if it was delicious. Fried, I'd fucking eat anything, man.
You would eat a cow dick. Like, those are gigantic.
Like, is it shaped like a cow dick at this point? Like, does it, like, is it clearly on my plate, obviously a cow's dick?
It might have been shriveled down. It probably looks like a walking stick.
All right. A dick on a stick. Keith just said dick on a stick.
Well,
cow
dicks are very long because they sell a dog treat called a bully stick, which is like this 3 foot long fucking piece of meat that is cylindrical. And it's like they kind of try to curl it to make it not look like that. But really, it's just a fucking a dry cow dick. And dogs love them.
Dogs seem to love this.
They can't get enough of the fucking cow dick. Anyway, I got to take a break. I got to take a piss. And all this talk about animal dick and the tastiness of tastiness of a cow dick. I need to take a quick break. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible. Hideous. It's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it, because it's so bad and terrible, I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into HearUsTalk.Spreadshirt.com.
The DJ New Style Show.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Be sure to tune in every Thursday night, except this one, to Best in Show at BestinShowRadio.com, The Awful Hour, TheAwfulHour.com, and join us Saturday in Staten Island at Bottomley's Tavern for our third annual Hear Us Talk Labor Day Bash. That's Bottomley's Tavern on Van Duzer Street in Staten Island, starting 1 p.m. If you're not there, you are an asshole. If you are there, you're probably one too, but just slightly less. Slightly less. Welcome back. Shawnee Murphy, goddammit. What's up?
It's a good break there. Nice, good timing.
You know what?
Good timing.
It was. I don't know. Listen, I'm just kind of upset at myself that there's so much we didn't get to the week before. But you know what? We do get into a pattern. We do start riffing. I'm going to try and make a concerted effort to get the shit that is kind of time sensitive off my chest, so we don't have to do one of these rewind shows and talk about vacations and shit like that. And you know, I had a fucking fun time. Sure, it was a good trip. In all classifications of my vacation, it was a good trip. Have you ever had a bad vacation?
I don't know that I've ever had a particularly bad vacation. I mean, I had fucked up things happen on vacation. Like, I went on a vacation, I don't know, 6 years or so ago with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And there was these two whiny bitches that were there, and they were just really obnoxious, annoying, and they did everything they could to annoy the shit out of me and everyone else that was traveling. Hmm. But, you know, I mean, hey, we just ignored them. So that's probably like the worst thing that's ever happened on vacation. So I don't know that I've ever really had a bad one, though. Yeah. How about you?
One event, yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of have, but never really as an adult. And I think that's fortunate because, you know, when you're a kid, you have like a boring family trip and that's like whatever. You kind of grow from it. But like a bad vacation is kind of devastating for an adult. You know, most adults get typically like 1 week where they can just call it a vacation. They use like all their other times for like odds and ends and shit. But like most people have like 1 week where this is it. This is our yearly trip. This is what we do. If that. But the average would say. So if it's a bad trip, if it sucks, you have to wait another year, a whole fucking year. And you have to have that awkward period where you go back to the office and everybody's really kind of like borderline acting happy for you. They hate you. They don't give a shit that you're back, but they always say, oh, how was your trip?
And yeah, it's the bullshit small talk has to be made. It's like obligatory.
I went to a beach. I shit black and I ate cheese. What can I say? Honestly.
How about you say that? Just come right out with it.
I edited it a little bit. I clipped it short.
Right, I went to a beach. Nice stuff.
I went to a beach.
We had some nice meals.
No.
No, no, this is how you can do it, though. You can take exactly what you said.
No, because that...
I went to the beach. You know, we had a lot of nice meals.
Oh, what did you have? Where did you go? I don't want to open up these avenues. I went to a beach. The only thing they can then ask me was it hot? Did it rain? And I would say yes.
It's
going
to lead itself to other questions no matter what, though. Because people feel like they have to keep the conversation going,
you know,
no
what?
Matter what.
I'm okay with keeping it on one trail of conversation. I don't want a fork. I don't want to branch because then, you know, I'm getting into too much of it. I already don't want to tell this person about my trip, good or bad. And if it's a bad one, it's devastating because I have to wait for next year for it to be good again. And I have to tell them how bad it is. So it's like they're winning because in my time off where I should have been having the upper hand, I was actually having a worse time.
You would have rather been at work.
I would think during a bad vacation, you'd rather be at work. Knowing that you had these
a good
days.
Vacation coming up.
Yes.
Like knowing you'd rather have those days available to you than to have used them on shit.
Exactly. I mean,
I can see that.
I mean, I've had the lousy trips as a kid, and I imagine for my parents, it's probably a fucking bummer. But, like, they planned it. It's not like I'm in, like, the really, we should probably reconsider going to a fucking dude ranch. Okay? We went to a goddamn fucking dude. It's like 1989. And
that movie had just come out. What was with the Billy Crystal movie?
City Slickers or some shit.
Yeah, there you go. They probably had just seen that movie.
I think that was...
That is a fucking great idea.
No, I think that was beyond. I think that was like 91. This was like still the era of like the fluorescent Batman logo shirts and hats that were out. We're talking a couple years before the unexplained Malcolm X hats. Like people who just wear them to wear them. It was a place where we would get our own like you'd rent a trailer and you would stay in the trailer and like there was like a little campsite and you could make a fire and roast marshmallows and shit. And then there was an area with a pool and like a couple of video games, like all old ones, like fucking like Joust or some shit. But then they had the one brand new one that was brought in, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Which was like the greatest game ever when it came
out. Like, this is holy shit. I can't believe we have this here. There's no video game console that could possibly power this game. It needs a dedicated cabinet to sit here.
It was the stupidest game ever. I think there was like one button and a joystick. You just mashed the button.
It was attack and jump. It was like it had Nintendo controls, basically. And I wanted to play this game. So fucking bad.
You had to. Everyone loved the Ninja Turtles back then.
So I spent most of my time in front of that fucking arcade machine, just waiting for a chance to play, and I discovered that video game people are assholes.
Well, there's a protocol for playing video games.
Well, if somebody's playing, and they have quarters lined up, you can't fucking jump in.
That's the rule. Once the quarter's up, you're next.
And this was the type of game where, like... I think like people maybe saw Wizard a couple times. So like their friend that was good at video games was like, "Fuck, dude, he's a miracle worker." they always had a hype man. The guy's like pointing to the look at the quarters. He's on his first quarter. He's fighting Shredder right now. He's on his first quarter. My man is good at this motherfucking game. So, like, I just wanted to try it. I just want to fucking play the game. And
gotta
like,
put your quarter up.
The only way you can get on, because there was, like, some kind of fucking, like, nine-year-old mafia. The only way you could get on is if they tire of the machine. And Shawnee's bookshelf says, unplug the machine, dude. There was three of them, and they were older than me.
That's bullshit, man.
And they were hanging out.
There's a code to video games.
And they were obviously insensitive to poisonous gases. The place smelled like fucking sulfur fumes, like constantly and horribly. And they just never left. And on just one gleaming moment, they went to go get a fucking drink. And I saw there were no quarters on the machine. So I go, I get my dollar, I get my quarters, I line up my little quarters. Oh, he's on the game now? Let's see what you got. Like, they're watching me play. Like it's a spectator sport. I just want to fucking jump around and knock a few foot soldiers or whatever the fuck it was out. So I'm playing a little bit, and I'm like, listen, I've had Nintendo for upwards of 2 years. Okay, guys? I'm pretty good. Like, bragging on shit like I have no right. The guy literally spent a quarter. Like, he wasn't being praised. Like, he almost beat the game without dying. I thought that was pretty impressive, but I start playing, and I die, like, really early. I lose, like, all my... I have to start putting quarters in, and I'm like, oh, he ain't even gonna get to the red foot soldiers. He ain't even gonna get to the red ones. So, they realize now I suck at this fucking game. Which, I mean, is it bad to suck at a fucking video game? Like, they didn't have the word noob yet. But that's exactly what I was. And they wouldn't let me play again. Because they wanted to fucking beat me up.
That would have ruined my whole vacation if I just sat there seeing that video game and was unable to play
it. I never got another chance to fucking play it. Because they were never... They didn't leave. I think they wandered on to this spot because they knew the game was... I don't even think they were staying at this fucking terrible ranch. And when you suck... And you're not welcomed into their three-man fucking clique of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle players. You are relegated to the fucking pinball machines. And I think one of them, I forget what the fuck it was. It might have just been like a generic like rock and roll, it said. It wasn't like the Rolling Stones or like the Who, where like you would hit a bonus and... Who are you? No, it was just like rock and roll. Like you would hit a bonus and like... You'd hear like a guitar riff.
Plink, 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 plink.
Yeah, you would just hear like generic rock sounds. Like, meow! And that's all I got to do. And I would just occasionally hit my fucking paddles and then look over. And look over. See, like, oh,
I gotta say, that's bullshit, man. They completely broke coin-op video game etiquette. I mean, the rule always was, and I've often thought that this is the most amazing thing, that you can go to an arcade, or you could at that time.
Yeah.
You could put your quarter up, and somehow everyone always knew whose quarter was in what spot, who was next. Nobody ever stole anyone's quarter. That quarter was like a god there. I mean, that thing ruled over that whole thing. That somehow that whole system worked out better than anything else has ever worked out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it did, but it always did. And there would be the one guy that would, like, be from a different town. He's like you, as a kid, someone from, like, 10 miles away was, like a fucking foreigner coming into a Dodge City. Just, like, a different color horse. You've never seen the fucking guy before. Like, because he didn't go to your school. Like, he probably lives across the street from you, but he doesn't go to your school. So he's, like, this guy's weird. This guy's fucking weird.
Either that, or you always thought people from other towns were tough.
He like calls his spot with nickels and shit. No, that's my spot. That's 25 cents. There's five nickels. I got my quarters in my pocket. Like someone just tries to break the rules, and then like the fight has to happen, and then like you know, then we're delayed playing the Simpsons game because the guy who's next is fucking fighting across from James Way. Just a local reference for anybody who might know Ledgewood, New Jersey. Jesus Christ, James Way. But
see, I always hated when a new head to head game would come out.
Yeah.
You know, like Mortal Kombat first came out, and you're the noob, you have no idea what you're doing, and always who's on that fucking machine is the fat kid who's been on the machine for 10 hours straight and hasn't lost a fucking match to people who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you want to play the game so bad, and you're waiting, you got your motherfucking quarter up there,
yep.
You're waiting, finally it's your turn, and then what happens? The game lasts 4 seconds, and you're up there, you're mashing buttons, just hoping anything can happen. He's doing all sorts of spin flip kicks and shit, just wailing on you,
yeah.
And then the game's over.
Yeah, but you know what? Their whole fucking power in the video game community just dissolved with the internet, and when they could actually see what a Korean with a free hour could do. Some Asian kid who's had his finger on a controller for 10 minutes after breakfast just fucking embarrasses every one of our fat dudes. Like, that fat guy was like the Michael Phelps of video games, but I can't think of fucking Olympic references to finish that, but let's just say the Asians were better. We'll just leave it at that. Asians are good at video games, guys. You heard it here first. Fucking terrible. I'm just pissed off at my fucking shitty vacation, which, I mean, yeah, it's memorable. Yeah, I had memories, but I wanted to play that game a little bit. And imagine how excited I was when they released it for the NES. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, because they already had a shitty one that was like top down.
Oh, that thing was terrible. Oh, the original one? Oh my God.
It was some kind of like, I want to be Zelda, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing type thing. But then the arcade one came out for NES and they're like, look at the graphics, it's fucking insane, it's on your TV. I played it forever and like found like a cheat code and shit, to the point where I and this tape has been destroyed, okay, we can't find this videotape, but if I had it, if I can find it, I would put it up. It's so fucking embarrassing. I set up my parents' video camera to record me scoring a score higher than I saw in Nintendo Power.
Dude, did you ever send a letter in the Nintendo Power?
No, I just
I did. Remember how they used to have the gamer profiles?
Yes.
In Nintendo Power, they had like the center, and there was always that kid, and you had like some sort of article about how awesome he was at Nintendo games.
Yep.
So yeah, I submitted a letter about myself when I was like 9.
Did you make it? Were you in?
No, I was not in, unfortunately.
Oh, and I want to
was rejected.
I want to say to Keith Fu, no, it is not on the infamous Oprah tape, which was also known as Mom's Tape, Do Not Touch. That's the tape that I would record the free snippets of porno that would be unscrambled at 12:05 Eastern Time.
Yeah, the preview.
Yes.
Always had the preview.
Yeah, but you'd get hardcore shit. Like
hardcore shit for 5 minutes.
No, not even five, in like 5 seconds. I had like a melange.
What'd you do? Splice everything together?
I knew at 12:05.
Splice like 500 clips together.
Like I knew where I would be for like a year at 12:05. I would have my finger on the record button. Scramble, scramble, scramble. Not scramble, record. Scrambled, stop. If I could find that tape, it would be an expertly spliced array of like maybe 100 different series of 5 second clips.
Yeah, Keith is saying how times were tough back then. Absolutely, man. Kids do not know how lucky they have it in the pornography world.
In every world, every fucking world.
Magazines in the woods.
I had to. Yes,
everyone
we did.
Had a pile of magazines, some secret stash in the woods that everyone knew about. Somehow, again, like the quarter on the video game machine. Everyone respected the rules.
No, they did not. Our stash was raided by fucking
bullshit.
Yeah, it was. There were woods porn pirates back then. They would find a fucking stash and put it under their rock.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
And you know what? You know what? If I found their stash, I'd put it under my rock.
Well, once someone breaks the rules, it's
hey,
over.
I get fucked, you get fucked, buddy.
Once the rule, like it's a tit for tat system.
That's right.
It's like game theory, the prisoner's dilemma. Once they steal your porno, you've got to steal porno right back.
They have no idea how bad it was. I mean, the two favorite things that they have porno and video games. We just described how awful both of them were when we were children. We had to actually live lives and be kids. We couldn't just like completely forfeit our childhood and play video games and watch porn. It was horrible for us.
Horrible. We had to be children. It's the worst.
I can't believe it. Well, you know what? I hate to say it. We need to wrap up this episode of the DJ New Style Show. Shawnee Murphy, once again, a great show.
Good stuff, my man.
Good intro. I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody in Ustream, especially all the people on Omegle and Chat Roulette, especially those of you who can make snacks and masturbate simultaneously. Woohoo! DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Oh, and praise the king of Facebook. Thank you. Sean, anything you want to say?
That's just steal from Pristine. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Oh, yes, of course. Of course. September 4th. If you are not at the Labor Day Bash, I swear to God, you're not a friend. You are not a friend. Van Duzer Street, Staten Island, New York. Bottomley's Tavern. Facebook.com/HearUsTalk for more details. Rammstein?
Boomo. Butcha.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hasha. Hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.
Oh.